I wrapped the fan in a square of cotton and went back to present it to him. He was puzzled when he opened it, as I knew he would be. I did my best to explain why I wanted him to have it. "It's kind of you," he said, "but I'm unworthy of this gift. Offer it to someone who appreciates dance more than I do."
"There's no one else I would give it to. It's a part of me, and I have given it to Nobu-san."
"In that case, I'm very grateful, and I'll cherish it. Now open the package I've brought you."
Wrapped inside paper and string and padded with layers of newspaper was a rock about the size of a fist. I'm sure I was at least as puzzled to receive a rock as Nobu must have been by the fan I'd given him. When I looked at it more closely, I saw it wasn't a rock at all, but a piece of concrete.
"You have in your hand some rubble from our factory in Osaka," Nobu told me. "Two of our four factories were destroyed. There's a danger our whole company may not survive the next few years. So you see, if you've given me a piece of yourself with that fan, I suppose I've just given you a piece of myself as well."
"If it's a piece of Nobu-san, then I will cherish it."
"I didn't give it to you to cherish. It's a piece of concrete. I want you to help me turn it into a lovely jewel for you to keep."
"If Nobu-san knows how to do such a thing, please tell me, and we'll all be rich."
"I have a task for you to do in Gion. If it works out as I hope, our company will be back on its feet in a year or so. When I ask you for that piece of concrete back and replace it with a jewel instead, the time will have come at last for me to become your Donna."
My skin felt as cold as glass when I heard this, but I showed no sign of it. "How mysterious, Nobu-san. A task I could undertake which would be helpful to Iwamura Electric."
"It's an awful task, I won't lie to you. During the final 2 years before Gion closed, there was a man named Sato who used to go to parties as a guest of the prefectural governor. I want you to come back so you can entertain him."
I had to laugh when I heard this. How horrible a task can that be? However much Nobu-san dislikes him, I'm sure I've entertained worse.
"If you remember him, you'll know exactly how horrible it is. He's irritating and he acts like a pig. He tells me he always sat across the table so he could stare at you. You're the only thing he ever talks about, when he talks, that is, because mostly he just sits. Maybe you saw him mentioned in the news magazines last month. He was just appointed to be a deputy minister of finance."
"My goodness," I said. "He must be very capable."
"Oh, there are 15 or more men who hold that title. I know he's capable of pouring sake into his mouth. That's the only thing I've ever seen him do. It's a tragedy that the future of a great company like ours should be affected by a man like him. It's a terrible time to be alive, Sayuri."